Okay, first we're going to review the 6 basic trig functions, and we give you a few memory devices for these. So if you've already studied trigonometry, you know there's 6 trig functions. Cosine and sine are the 2 main ones, and all the other ones can be rewritten in terms of cosine and sine. So when you're relating cosine, sine, and trig things to x and y, cosine is equal to x, sine is equal to y. I think alphabetical. C comes before S, x comes before y. So there you go there. One of my favorite memory devices for this is for tangent. Obviously, tangent's actually spelled T-A-N-G-E-N-T, but the abbreviation we use, the 3 letters, is T-A-N, so I think of tan. So if somebody tans too much, or does that spray orange tan on their skin, you can say fake tans are sick, like gross. So if you think fake tans are sick, think of tangent as sine over cosine, S-I over C, sick. So fake tans are sick, sine over cosine. Likewise, let's jump down to here, cotangent. Cotangent is the reciprocal of tangent, so it's actually the opposite, so cosine over sine. But this memory device is cotangent's abbreviation is COT, which looks like cot, and if you've heard of a cot, that's a bed you can sleep in. So cots are cozy. So cotangent, cots are cozy, cosine over sine. Now secant and cosecant, those are both related to sine and cosine, but it's 1 over them. So secant is 1 over x technically, or actually going by the definitions, we're going to say secant is 1 over cosine. So S for secant, C for cosine. Think of opposite. And then cosecant is 1 over sine. This starts with a C, that's an S. So C and S are opposite, or here's another memory device here. Chips and salsa. You can't have salsa without chips. You can't have chips without salsa. So C and S, S and C. So basically, again, looking at all 6 of these, 2 main ones, cosine and sine, all the other ones can be rewritten in terms of cosine and sine.